Ops for Hope. Yeah, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard and your WTO11 weather. We've got a mix of sun and clouds. It was sunny earlier. It seemed the sun was out. Now we've got the clouds, but hopefully gradual sunshine today. A little breezy, 58 our high. WTO11 weather forecast is coming up from Findlay's Hope House. Lori Poland in. Good morning.
Good morning, Rex.
Thanks for coming in, and you've got a big event. You've got a couple things you want to talk about, but first, Findlay's Hope House is helping out folks who have come across some times, probably no fault of their own.
Right, a lot of
homeless.
A lot of our folks that we see have experienced circumstances out of their control, and have found themselves homeless. So, of course, we have our transitional shelter for women and their children, where they can live for up to 9 months while they transition from homelessness back to a place of their own. And then our rental assistance programs at the Family Center office. And those are for individuals and families facing homelessness in Hancock County. So it's a tough time of year. You know, the holidays are coming, and, you know, it puts a kind of a little bit of a financial strain really on most families, but on those that are already struggling to make ends meet, it can be really a very difficult time. And several years ago, we saw an increased visibility of homelessness downtown, and so we started the annual Hops for Hope Homelessness Awareness Walk, and we're doing that for the fourth time this year. It's on November 13th. We start off at 5:30 at Findlay Brewing. We walk a downtown block and come back to Findlay Brewing. You can join us for that evening. You can sign up. There's a link on our website to sign up ahead of time, or you can even join us that evening.
Enjoy a wonderful beverage.
Yes. There will be a special Hops for Hope beverage. Yep. So all of our walkers over 21 get a ticket for that Hops for Hope beverage. Mm-hmm. Our sponsors are, of course, Findlay Brewing, American Legion, the Ralph D. Cole Post 3, West Banco, Marathon Petroleum Corporation, Union Bank, Downtown Findlay, Impact Credit Union, and then we have some wonderful volunteers from Findlay Service League who always come and help us with registration, and that helps out our staff so that they can enjoy the walk, and Findlay Service League will help us organize that evening because it does get kind of crazy. People come about the same time every year. We also will give gift bags for the walkers, so Blanchard Valley Health System has provided the gift bags, and then there are some goodies inside from them, from Trends on Main, from Hancock Federal Credit Union, and from Domino's, along with some of our sponsors who are providing things in the gift bag.
It's coming up November 13th, right?
That is November 13th, just 1 week from Thursday. So, again, that starts at 5:30. Also that evening is the Welcome to a New Life open house. They have moved to a new location. They've moved from the second floor to the first floor there at 1219 West Main Cross. And so they're doing a ribbon cutting at 315. So what we are encouraging you to do is go for their ribbon cutting at 315 in their open house so you can see their new digs. And then pop on over and see us at 5:30 and so that you can walk with us.
There you go. Very good. Fill out registration form at findlayhopehouse.org.
That is correct.
So Lori Poland in Findlay Hope House. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. You're welcome to join us. And we do have some little four-legged friends that sometimes join us for the walk as well. So if you have a special puppy or a four-legged friend you'd like to bring along, of course, Findlay Brewing Company is very pet-friendly, and you're welcome to bring that person along as well.
Sounds
Although
good.
I don't think my little Thor is coming this year because he has gotten pretty rambunctious over the past year. So.
Don't want to lose him.
No.
There you go. All right, Lori. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Rex.
Don't forget birthdays, anniversaries. You can let us know. Birthdays at WKXA.com. And in our celebrity birthdays, she was fired from her own show.
Uh-oh.
She turned 73 today. We'll tell you who that is about 8:50 this morning.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.